and ended up back in Burlington. So my joke with people is, you know, I've worked my whole life to get somewhere, and I'm right back where I started. You all felt that way, you know, sometimes you feel like you're in that circle. But I'm glad to be back in Burlington, and I'm blessed to be back in Burlington. And I'm just a different part of my life now. And a lot of people who know me, when I'll see them at ball games, I'm still at a lot of ball games, not just football and track, but many different sports in the work that I do. In ministry now, and they're like, "Ouch, I can't believe you're not coaching. Are you sure? When are you going back? I got a call just last week saying, I heard you were taking the East Davidson job." I mean, I don't know where this stuff comes from, okay? The phone did ring about 2 months ago from a local school that was looking for a coach, and the athletic director said, "Ouch, we'd love to talk to you. We're looking for somebody older." I said, "Well, you got that part right, okay? You check that box off." But someone who's been a head coach, and something had fallen through with somebody they were getting ready to hire. And I said, "I really appreciate it." And so if you knew me, Mark has known me for a lot of years. Jonathan, wow, what would really be bad would be if we gave him the mic, and he could probably tell some stories that would be very enlightening. I'll just leave it at that. When I was a young, eager coach, and I was an FCA sponsor at Davie High School, and sometimes they had a hard time figuring out how that same guy could play the guitar and lead worship songs. You know, that scripture about how can salt water and how can two things come? Help me out, brother. You know what I'm talking about. That, thank you. I knew he'd have it. Okay. How can that come out of the same person? I was never a big cusser, but I was passionate, and I was fired up and real intense. And so that was an interesting time in my life. And God and my wife have taught me a lot of things in 34 years. A lot of grace. So anyway, that's just a real quick. My mom still lives on 210 Waverly Way. In fact, our air condition's out right now. I was telling Mark, I'm living with my mom again, so I'm really back where I started there on 210 Waverly Way. But it's cool, it's fun. So that's just something real quickly about me. Before I start sharing, I like to just kind of give a quick snapshot of who I am and where I've been and that type of thing so people can kind of know that. What I want to do this morning is something that I don't do often, and honestly, I don't do well. How many of y'all have ever struggled with something? You know you struggle with it, and you ask God to help you with it. Okay, we can all relate to that, right? Okay. And so I've always been a passionate, from the heart, go with the flow. As a coach, it's not that I don't have a game plan. It's that when I get into the game, I'm just going with it. And I might look and see what we're supposed to run on third and short. Okay, but usually it's more often than not, I just had a feel. That's the way I coached. And it's not that I didn't prepare, because I spent hours preparing for every game I ever coached. Right? So when I speak, I tend to go with where the Spirit leads me, and I pray a lot. And I just talk to God. Honestly, I talk to God a lot. And I was talking to God on the way over here, because I know what's on this script, but oftentimes I'll get to the first point of the script, and then I get somewhere that gets me really excited, which is God's Word. And then I start telling, you can imagine, 34 years as a high school teacher and coach, I've got a story for every scripture in the Bible. I'm telling you, I've got a story. And I get to telling a story, and it's a great story, and I'm fired up. And I do feel, I'll get home, my wife said, "How'd it go?" And I said, "Well, honey, I think it went great, because I think God spoke through me. But, you know, there was a lot of stuff that He told me to say that I never got to." I don't know if y'all can relate to that. So to what I prayed and asked God to help me do today, I'm really going to try to do. I'm going to try to stay more with the script, because there are certain things I wanted to share with you. Okay, so we're going to go with it and see what happens, and get y'all on out of here with a time for a few answers, questions and answers if you have that. So I'm going to try to give this a go. So I'm going to pray for us. God, thank you so much for waking me up this morning. God, you give us life and breath. We take the very breath that we breathe for granted every day sometimes. We take the steps that we can take for granted. So I thank you that every single one of us could be here this morning. We invite you to be with us, be present, Holy Spirit, with us. Please help me to communicate clearly the things that you would have me to communicate. And I pray that this would be a blessing for everyone here this morning, that we could all figure out how we can serve you better, know you better, love you better, young or old or in between, all of us here. I pray that you would bless us in that way. In Christ's name we pray, amen. So the first thing I wanted to do is say thank you. Now some of you are saying, "Well, why are you saying that?" Some of you may not be aware, but this church is already supporting the work that I'm doing. So thank you to Mark and the board or whatever, the elders, okay? I spoke to Mark about this, and you guys are already supporting me as a missionary. And a lot of people are, you know, a missionary? Yeah, I'm a missionary. And just real quickly on that, I think I'm talking to a congregation that's in touch with this. Back when we came along, the norm was for families to do what on Sunday morning? Get up and go to church. And this is a room full, praise God. Okay, but I think we all know that's not the norm now. It's not the norm. Most people don't necessarily get up in the United States, in North Carolina, in Alamance County, and say, oh, we're going to church. Okay, so when I tell people I'm a missionary, I believe all of us are missionaries to some extent. We go where God has called us, and we do what God told us to do, which is tell others about Jesus and about His plan of hope and of peace and of joy and the salvation that He offers us as a gift. But when I go into the schools now through the FCA ministry, I can tell you that I am truly a missionary. I am going into a place that is in many ways void of all of that that I just said. Okay, there's not a lot of light there. There's not a lot of peace and joy. There's not a lot of talk about Jesus. And so, yes, I'm a missionary, and you guys support me, and I appreciate that greatly. What I want to do this morning is share with you, give you a picture, and kind of give you a report. If you all were investors, this is the ROI. This is a return on investment, okay? I mean, I want to show you some things that are happening right here in your county. Nothing wrong with foreign missions. I'm sure you're all involved with that. It's great. Nothing wrong with that. I'm a member of a church, okay? So this is not, FCA doesn't try to be the church. We try to get people to Christ using the platform of athletics and then funnel them into a church. In fact, one of the pictures I'm going to show you at the end is of a young girl who gave her heart to Christ at a middle school retreat about 2 months ago, who goes to Broadview Middle School, which is the newest middle school huddle. And she's now being led and fed and even attending a church that does not look like her at all. And I was able to go over to the school last week on that campus and hand her some more resources than we had already given her at the camp, you know, to help her learn how to grow. To come to know Christ is one thing. To come to grow in Christ is another. And that's where the church comes in. So FCA has always been, in fact, our official mission statement says, to lead every coach and athlete into a growing relationship with Jesus Christ and His church. Okay, so that's what we're about. We don't pretend to be the church. We don't try to use FCA as a substitute for church. We are a presenting ministry. We want to present the gospel. And certainly, I try to follow up as much as I can. But what I want to do is push them into a fellowship, push them to a church, and let you guys do your job. Thank you. And at the end, I'm also going to offer a couple of things for you to think about. You know, I was talking to Vic. He's on campus Elon. I'm at Elon a whole lot. I'm there a whole lot ministering to students and athletes there. And there's some opportunities with you all being close. You know, if you all as a church want to get more involved, talking hands and feet involved, then, get in touch with me. Because there's an open door there for you, just right down the road. Real quickly, you know, the who, what, when, where. I've got a little thing here. So I'm going to run real quickly through this because then I'm going to get a video to look at, and then I'm going to throw some scripture at you, and then it'll be time to wrap it up. Some of this is the scripted part, because if I do get to talking here and the Spirit gets in me, we won't ever get to like I said. So just bear with me. I'm already apologizing. I feel unnatural. Okay, I feel unnatural right now, but this is what God told me to do. And you know what I've learned? Again, God and my wife are two key people in my life, and when they speak, I've learned to listen. I've learned to listen, and I mean that with all due respect to my lovely wife, who I couldn't make it without her. What a gift God gave me back in Davie County from across the river, Jonathan. She was from Clemens, from West Forsyth, okay? So God did have to send me out of Davie County, out of God's country, a little bit across the river, okay? But anyway, what is FCA? Fellowship of Christian Athletes, founded in 1954 by a couple of professional athletes and a coach at what is now Oklahoma State University. At the time, it was called Oklahoma A&M or something like that. And they said, look, let's get together and let's share our faith. We're Christians. Let's use the platform we have as pro athletes, as college coaches in this case, and let's see if we can't just have some fellowship and see what happens. And FCA has now grown to the largest interdenominational school-based sports ministry, Christian sports ministry in America. And there are a lot of things we are, but the two distinctives I like to mention the most, we are Christ-centered, and we are biblically based. And we make no apologies for that. That is what we are. Okay? We're going to lead with Christ, and we're going to stand on God's word. We're going to speak the truth in love, yes. We're not out with a hammer, because if God would have hammered us, we'd all be shattered. We all know that, right? There's grace, but we're going to speak the truth in love, as Paul said in Ephesians 4. Okay? We're to grow up in all aspects into Him, even the head, who is Jesus Christ. We're to speak the truth in love as a result of what God has done for us. So we are Christ-centered and we are biblically based. That's what we are in a nutshell. How do we do our ministry? Okay, I want to mention two things here. And all of this, I want you to keep this in mind, because one of the things you're going to see in this video is you're going to see a whole lot of pictures of students sitting at Elon, middle schools, high schools, with God's Word open. And in most cases, these are copies of the Bible that we have given them, that I've been able to give them, that help them understand how to grow in Christ and how to learn. Our Bibles are full, and I've got some examples of this that I'm going to let you all have to look at. We have a New Testament Bible, for example, that has pictures of some well-known athletes. You're like, well, why do you have that? A lot of people ask me that. I said, I'll tell you why, because the end result is I want them to open this thing and read it. Okay? And for someone who's unsaved, unchurched, okay, maybe who's been raised in church their whole life, like I was, but was more interested in sports than they were reading God's Word, that's me, I saw that. I want to see what he has to say. And then I open it. Guess what he has to say? He says, I follow Jesus. And then guess what? Well, maybe, let's see. Maybe I ought to look at that. That's my story. I'm not going to tell you my story, or that'll be a whole other 30 minutes. Gary Baldwin. Some of y'all, anybody know Gary Baldwin? Long time guy. Okay. Gary Baldwin literally drugged me out of Memorial Stadium after a track meet my senior year in high school. I was a president of the FCA. I'd never missed anything at church. President of my youth group. All that stuff. I was churched as church could be, and I was lost as lost could be. Did not understand anything about a relationship. Maybe some of that was the church's fault. Maybe it was my ignorance. I'm not trying to figure that out. I'm just saying I was lost. And the only reason I went to Cummings High School that night for this thing called Weekend of Champions was because he finally said to me something that got me up off my butt from sitting there with my girlfriend, my good friend Rusty Ray, who was sitting there with me with Amy Gatlin, who's now Amy Chandler, who some of y'all, you know, whatever. And it's because he said there's going to be an NFL football player there with a Super Bowl ring. That's the only reason I went. Okay, so anyway, all of our resources are full of, yes, yeah, God's Word, but it's got all kinds of things in here that help get kids interested. And then once they get interested, it helps them. You know, we have reading plans. We have devotionals. We have, and so that's what I do. Basically, I go out to the schools and I put this in their hand. I equip them, but I also show them and teach them how to use this. I do this all the time. And that fits in perfectly with my career as a teacher. I love to teach. I love to coach. I'm just teaching and coaching people now how to get into God's Word. That's basically what I'm doing. So, anyway, I got a little bit of a tangent there. So how do we do it? We do it to and through the coach. You say, well, you're going to see lots of pictures of coaches up here too. Coaches ministry, okay? Here's the deal. We want to influence the influencers. I sent out something the other day. You may have gotten it along with the other 200,000 emails you got. Okay, but one thing I said is just do the math. We have 60 coaches meeting weekly, regular. And that's legit numbers. 60 coaches in 7 different coaches huddles that I'm establishing one by one at all the schools. I lead the one at Elon University every week. Okay? And if each of those 60 sees an average of 60 to 100, look, you're going to see 60 if all you do is teach. If you coach, you're going to see 100, you know, you're going to see a lot. You can do the math there. Okay, and so we want to influence the influencers. So we do our ministry to and through the coach. If we can encourage and impact and influence them, then they're going to go out to their teams and their classrooms, and they're going to be the light of Christ for their students. Okay, the other thing that we do is we're big on student-led. Now, there's nothing wrong with having Mark Fox come and share. I tell my groups, I will speak one time a year. That's it. I will speak one time a year. Because the rest of the, if you're bringing in speakers all the time, you're missing the boat. And in the public schools, that's also that what keeps us legal if somebody had an issue. And I'm not saying I'm trying to skirt the law. The bottom line is, let me give a quick lesson on authority. Okay, let me tell you what authority is. I know 1 Peter 2. I can quote all the verses. Submit yourselves to every authority instituted among men. Okay, I can quote, and I respect that. Okay, you know who authority is? Authority is who's in the principal's office. That's the authority. And if your principal wants you to do FCA, I got news, you're going to do FCA. And if your principal doesn't want you to, that's when you have to maybe use some legal maneuvering to help him understand or her understand. Look, you can't tell us we can't as long as we're doing it the way we're supposed to. My point is, I don't want an adult leading it. I'm going to show you pictures here in a minute of a kid this age. I mean, y'all leading. That's what we want. So to and through the coach is how we do it, and student-led, that's how we do it. Real quickly, moving on here. Where do we do it? This is something I think is huge. We do it on campus. Now, again, there's nothing wrong with meeting at Chick-fil-A. There's nothing wrong with meeting at someone's house. Nothing wrong with all that. Guess what? There are a lot of people don't have a way to Chick-fil-A. A lot of people don't have a way to someone's house. A lot of people are not involved in a church where they're encouraged to get in a small group. Every kid in this county is going to school somewhere, unless they're homeschooled, which is fine. And guess what? We cover that, too, in our community sports. Okay, so we do it on campus, and that's the distinctive of FCA that we think is very important for us, reaching every tribe, every tongue, every nation. You're going to see pictures of this in this video. You're going to see every tribe, every tongue, every nation. You're going to see it happening on campus. Nothing wrong with meeting Chick-fil-A and having a time. Nothing wrong with that. Praise God. We're not wearing it on our sleeve and saying we're better than this ministry or that ministry because we do it on campus. I'm saying we do it on campus, where every kid and every teacher has an opportunity and access. There's some other things. I'm going to skip by some of this. I had some numbers I was going to give you. When do we do it? We do it 24/7, 365. Now, somebody say, well, why aren't you in church? Okay, well, I'll be in church later this morning. But about 20 to 25 Sundays a year, I am doing chapels, either for teams at Elon or teams at the local ball fields who have travel ball tournaments. And we can talk all day about whether they should be, they shouldn't be there. Let me tell you what it says in Luke 5:27. It simply says, he went out. That's what it says. Now, they had just been glorifying God, so we can call that church. Again, this is not, I'm talking to a church, okay? I'm not going to bite off the hand that feeds me. I mean, I told you I wasn't very smart, but I'm smarter than I look, okay? Okay, so praise God for the church. Okay. But Luke 5:27, they'd basically been having church, if you read what comes before it, and it says he went out. And that's when he ran into your boy Levi, the tax collector, the sinner. And of course, all the church people said, why are you hanging out with him? He said, well, obviously you guys are well and don't need a doctor, but you know, these people who are sick need a doctor. That's basically what he said. So here's the bottom line. When I'm at Springwood Park and over at Summerfield Park and up in, when I'm out there doing those chapels, okay, I am going to where the people are who need Jesus. And I'm taking God's word to them. So again, there might be some of you feel otherwise, and that is fine. I respect that if you would disagree with that. But the point is we're going to go out. We're going to find where the people are, and we're going to share the word with them. So it's 24/7, 365. I've already mentioned this. Who is everyone? So as you look at this video, this is actually, I wait to the end of each school year and do a ministry recap video for the whole year. I am literally putting together the one for this year right now, but these are ones, you know, from the previous school. It's the same schools. I will send you you'll get a copy of the new one, you know, as soon as it's done. So roll that video, Vic, and we may cut it a little bit short here. Yeah, we're probably going to cut it a little bit short. I just want you to get an idea of some of the things I just mentioned. You're going to see students, you're going to see coaches, you're going to see on campus. Go ahead. Do you mind me talking over that? Is it okay? Yeah, okay, yeah. I last year sent 102 students, middle school, high school students, Elon students, and adults to 8 different camps. Okay. That's a football camp we do at NC State coming up here in 2 weeks. There's old guys still coaching a little bit. Put it on pause for a second, Vic, if you don't mind. Because we can kind of merge some questions here. We have camps all over, okay? Now, the ones I emphasize are the ones in North Carolina. Black Mountain is the main place we have our big camps, okay? Black Mountain, North Carolina, we have a boys' camp, a girls' camp, and a co-ed leadership camp. This is an NC State camp. That's 4 guys I'll take to Elon here in a couple weeks. That was last year's camp. It's a little league camp outside of the county, obviously. We have two coaches conferences and camps up at Black Mountain and at the Cove that I'll be sending Elon and high school and middle school coaches to. Basically they're up in the mountains for the most part. We had our middle school retreat at Camp Oak Hill north of Raleigh. This year we took, there were more kids from Alamance County, and this is praise to God. This is not, look, I can only do, we can only always do what God allows us and equips us to do, okay? But because God has blessed this ministry so much and supported me so much through people like you all, there are people calling me from like Kansas City and from other parts of the state saying, how are you doing? And what I say is, look, I pray hard and I work hard. That's what I do. That's what I do. And I preach a sermon to them out of John 15:5. There were more kids at the middle school retreat, 37, from any other county in this state, from Alamance County. Took four student huddle leaders from Elon and took three adult volunteers. Okay, I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why there are. Because when God wants to do something, He's going to do it in spite of us. But when we connect with Him and abide in Him, let me just preach this sermon right quick. Okay? If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish it will be given to you. But before that, in verse 5, is the key verse. Okay, where it says that if we abide in Christ, we will bear much fruit. And he reminds us, apart from me, you can do nothing. Okay, and then he goes in verse 8 to say, this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. So I share that with people. Look, I pray that when I go to recruit kids for camp. And then guess what I do? I get in my truck and I drive around and I tell them about it and I talk to them about it and I follow up with them and I text them and I email them. Okay, that's why we have that many kids going. So last year there were 73 middle school and high school students went to one of eight different camps. We had 16 Elon students and 13 adults go to some type of FCA camp. We've already got, we're already at 50 after just two camps so far this year, counting the Elon Winter Blitz College Retreat. Okay, so we have camps. Right now we're gearing up four camps, obviously, and the campus ministry is coming to an end, which is why I will finish the video soon. I'm sorry I didn't have this year's, but you can see kind of the idea of what's going on there. Anybody else have a question they want to ask right quick? So your support has in fact already sent some young people to camp, has already put Bibles in their hand, and in fact, in one case, if you could go ahead and flip, Vic, to that. Let me just tell you this right quick. the BMS. The top, that one right there. I'm sorry. Yeah. This is a picture of a young, Broadview's our newest middle school huddle. Okay. This is a young girl named Anaya Leggett. She went to this middle school camp. You can see Glen Hope Church. Y'all know that Glen Hope Church on the other side of town, okay? Kind of a church that's been on some harder times, maybe falling attendance, been through some transition. Okay, FCA, God has used FCA to put a little rejuvenation into their church. There's now, they said to me, oh, we believe in it, we want to do this, but we can't even pay the preacher right now. I said, then let's just figure out what we can do. I said, what about Broadview Middle School? I'm getting ready to start a huddle there. They said, what can we do? So I came and talked to a Sunday school class. And a Sunday school class has now adopted Broadview Middle School, and that Sunday school class has put Bibles in the hands of probably 120, 140 kids at Broadview who've never darkened the door of a church. And a big group of them went to camp. She was one of them. She gave her heart to Christ at camp. And then the Sunday school class said, will you go and give her this bag? And they had some devotional books and some encouragement for her in that bag. So that was me going over to the school, onto that campus, where everybody says God can't get on. And that's a lie. God, let me tell you what God's going to do. God's going to go where He wants to go. No matter what man says, God's going to go where He wants to go. And God has opened that door for us through FCA to walk. And here's the other thing. I have been a teacher and a coach for 34 years, and God's granted me favor and access. When an administrator sees me, no offense, Mark, but they don't see a preacher. You know what I'm saying? What's he going to do? What's the preacher going to do? They see one of them. You follow what I'm saying? But you're going with me. You're going with me. You're the one supporting me, and we're working together. But I'm saying, when sometimes an administrator gets scared. They're like, well, oh no, what's going to happen? When they see me, if they knew the truth, they might say the same thing. Okay. Okay, but it's more like, look, in other words, they know that I was an FCA sponsor for 34 years in 10 different school systems, including places like Forsyth and Guilford that are more poor PC and maybe a little more sensitive to that kind of thing, okay? And so I can put them at ease. Look, we're going to do what we're going to do, but don't worry, it's going to be fine. And so I have some favor and access there. I know everybody. I mean, I know, the people in the county officer, some of them are people I taught and coached, okay? Okay, so that's something that's kind of cool, but that's an example of a church partnership. The other thing I want you to notice that I just love about FCA, and that's, here's an old guy, an old white guy from the west side of town. Let's just talk real now, okay? Can we talk real? Here's an old white guy from the Williams side of town, from West Burlington, okay? And here's a young black girl from the other side of the tracks. And we're arm in arm, because you know what? God's going to break down walls. And I'm not saying FCA is the only thing that God can use to break down walls, okay? But I'm saying that's the part about FCA, the A part. That is a big part of breaking down walls. Picture an NFL stadium. This is one of my best examples I like to give. In an NFL stadium on a given Sunday, think about it. You've got every race. You've got every culture. You've got every belief. You've got every socioeconomic level, from the guys that are working in the parking lot to hanging out trying to sneak in, to the CEOs and the botches and everything in between. But for 2 hours, because there's a greater cause, which is the Philadelphia Eagles or the Carolina Panthers or the you fill in the blank, because there's a higher calling and a greater cause, they lay aside all those differences and they truly come together. They're people. When they score, they're hugging each other. They're high-fiving each other. They're like they've known each other their whole life. So if that can happen because of something like football, you better believe it can happen when the God of the universe, the God who's in charge of breathing, as I like to say, the God who makes those trees grow and created you, when He's in charge, yes, every wall can be broken down. Racially, socioeconomically. And again, I'm just saying some ministries are different. I'm just telling you, if you're interested in a ministry that is truly ministering, and these pictures say it all, there's Broadview. I'm at Western Middle School one minute, I'm at Broadview Middle School the next. I'm not judging, I'm not stereotyping, I'm just saying it is what it is. Okay, so we're ministering to everybody out there, on campus, so that everybody has access. Can you flip to that other, again, anybody jump in with any questions, flip to the next, go down one more, I'm sorry, yeah, right there. I love this picture. This is actually from 2 years ago. Again, there's a dark arm and a light-colored arm holding hands at an FCA event at Turntime Middle School. Okay, enough said. Yeah. Enough said. Okay, and then flip to another picture that I love. These are my breaking down. God woke me up in the middle of the night, and I'd read your Jehoshaphat column yesterday. Yeah. Okay, good work, by the way. I like that. Okay, I like that Jehoshaphat column. I love reading Mark's columns. And so I had, I don't know, maybe Jay, Jericho. I don't know, I woke up thinking about Jericho and the walls literally came down, okay? I love this picture. This was at the middle school retreat. This is a great story. This young man, Jimmy Contino, from Massachusetts, on the men's soccer team at Elon, came to Elon as an atheist. He has now come to Christ because of the FCA ministry there. Whole other story, don't have time to tell it. He's a rich white kid. Now again, is it okay if I talk real?
Talk real, brother.
All right. He's a rich white kid from up north. We want to talk about different things.
We ain't talking about northern men.
Okay, that's when it's going too far. that's too far. Okay, you'll be all right, brother. You'll be all right. Just bear with me, okay? Okay. We coming down south of the Mason-Dixon now, okay? I told you I'd get fired up. John, where'd Jonathan go? He's back cooking, washing dishes or something like that. Right. Here's a rich white kid at Elon University, the elitist university soccer player who's come to Christ directly because a teammate of his, who's one of my student leaders, invited him to FCA. That's the short version. He's now at this middle school retreat back in April opening an FCA Bible. And this, I didn't even take this picture. Someone sent this to me and said, I thought you'd like to see this. And so then who's that guy, the rest of the story? I wanted to know the rest of the story. Yeah, thank you. Got you. Okay? I was going on Paul Harvey duty, and this is a young black kid from rural eastern North Carolina who had said to him, he was in his huddle, y'all know the FCA huddle, that's what we call a small group. That's how we structure all our meetings in our camps. We put kids in a huddle with a college huddle leader. And He has said to Jimmy, I don't even know where to begin. What is this? How do I do this? And Jimmy was just kneeling down and showing him something. I asked Jimmy what he shared with him. I can't even remember what Jimmy said he shared, but he shared something with him. He shared a verse of Scripture with this young man. Again, you talk about walls coming down. So, yes, they're in homes, listen. If you guys want to get an FCA, yeah, we can get a homeschool FCA group going on. And we can involve you guys in the camps, the girls as well. You know, guys are here this morning. You can be involved in any of that. Okay, so yes, I mean, you all could have your own huddle, FCA huddle, and we could share resources, and I'm going to leave some of these for you to have some more and anytime you need some. But yes, here's what I've got. I've got a card. I know you guys have to go. And again, as usual, I didn't get to everything, but I don't feel like God didn't move. Can I close with a prayer and a word of Scripture? Okay. I'm going to read this right here, and I'm going to give you a personal challenge. Because you all are a church. At the end of the day, if all you do is meet here and then nothing ever happens outside of these walls, no offense, but you're missing the boat. I think y'all understand that. I see some heads nodding. I know this brother well, so I know that he preaches that and understands that. Need to be here to be encouraged, equipped, and empowered to go out into the world. Okay, so in athletics, there's a huddle. Now, a lot of football teams now do the no-huddle offense, right? But a lot of teams still do huddle. Why do you get in a huddle? Why do you get in a huddle? In basketball, you get in a huddle, right? You put your hands in. And as soon as the huddle's broken, whether it's in football or basketball, as soon as the coach breaks the huddle, what happens next? Anybody? What happens next? What's getting ready to happen? You run the play. You get ready to play the game, right? So my encouragement and admonition to you this morning as a church is when we break the huddle today, when you break the huddle at 12 o'clock or 1 o'clock, whenever it is, you're finished, brother. The reason you break a huddle in athletics is to play the game. It's to get into the game. So FCA is one way to get into the game. There are many others. And so Luke 9, it says, and he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all the demons and to heal diseases, and he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God. Jesus sent them out. Hey, they were huddled. He said they came together, and then he sent them out. And then it says in verse 6, and departing, they began going about among the villages, preaching the gospel. So break the huddle to play the game. Get into the game. We can all do that individually. We can do it collectively. You all are, in fact, already doing that through me and supporting me to do FCA. I've tried to do a good job of painting a picture of a little bit of that. Let's pray, and it's time to go. God, thank you so much for giving me this time. I feel like I've bumbled and fumbled and stumbled all around, but I do trust that you said what you need to say through me this morning. It's not about how I feel about what I said. It's about you. It's about me yielding to you, and you know that I've done that, and I know that I've done that in my heart, so I trust that everything that's been shared this morning would be an encouragement, was an enlightenment to the folks who were here so they could understand more about what's going on with FCA, and that it was encouragement to them to see what's involved in just a little slice of ministry here in Alamance County. And I thank you for the opportunity you've given me this morning, and I pray that you would bear fruit from this time this morning, not just for FCA, but for your kingdom. And if that involves FCA, so be it. But I pray that you would help all of us to be about getting out of the huddle and going out, preaching the gospel, and getting into the game that you've called us to play for you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
All right.